The Supreme Court issued a number of major opinions today. It curtailed school districts' ability to use race as a factor in their desegregation plans. And it overturned a decades-old antitrust standard, giving companies more leeway to set minimum prices. We'll have more on those decisions elsewhere in the program. The Supreme Court also ruled in a death penalty case. It said that knowing the government's stated reason for executing a prisoner is not the same as understanding why the government wants to execute the prisoner. And in this case, that distinction could mean the difference between life and death for a convicted killer. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Scott Panetti's a paranoid schizophrenic. He can tell you the state's reason for sentencing him to die. 15 years ago, Panetti shot his in-laws in front of his wife and daughter. He represented himself at trial, wearing a purple cowboy outfit and questioning his alter ego, Serge, on the witness stand. A jury convicted him and sentenced him to death. But even though Panetti knows the state says it's punishing him for the murders, he believes the state really wants to execute him to stop him from preaching the word of God. Andrea Kylan is executive director of Texas Defender Service and Panetti's lawyer.
He thinks that really at the heart of this is Satan's continued assassination attempts on his life and that his execution would be Satan's victory.
Today, the court ruled 5-4 that Panetti does not adequately understand the state's reason for executing him, and the justices say the lower court should have considered that fact. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote that the death penalty is meant to serve a retributive purpose. And he said that purpose is not served, quote, if the prisoner's mental state is so distorted by a mental illness that his awareness of the crime and punishment has little or no relation to the understanding of those concepts shared by the community as a whole. Kennedy wrote, a prisoner's awareness of the state's rationale for an execution is not the same as a rational understanding of it. Panetti's lawyer, Andrea Kylan.
So the court is really saying that just being able to recite what the state of Texas intends to execute him for is not enough, that the courts have to consider people's long-term and severe mental illness and whether that mental illness has caused that individual to have such severe and extreme delusions that keep them from meaningfully appreciating the connection between their crime and their punishment.
Kylan said this ruling will affect a very small number of inmates. The Texas Attorney General's office suggested otherwise. Texas Solicitor General Ted Cruz said in a statement that the decision, quote, will invite abuse from capital murderers, subject the courts to numerous false claims of incompetency, and even further delay justice for the victims' families. Kent Scheidegger is legal director of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation. He wrote a friend of the court brief supporting the state's position. He thinks this ruling does not dramatically change the landscape for death penalty cases.
I think it will produce litigation in a large number of cases, but I think that very few will actually ultimately succeed in precluding execution this way, because it doesn't appear to substantially broaden the standard.
Scheidegger believes the distinction between knowing and understanding the state's reason for an execution is too vague to be workable. The four dissenting justices called the majority standard half-baked. Justice Clarence Thomas, writing for the court's conservative bloc, accuses the majority of, quote, settling upon a preferred outcome without resort to the law. He would have barred Panetti from bringing his appeal on procedural grounds. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.